with SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the campaign trail in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's feeling very good about winning the state once again this year.
This is the best of all. This is more enthusiasm than there was for even 2016 or 2020. This is the best. Nobody's ever seen it.
Mr. Trump says his supporters should be optimistic going into Election Day. At Joint Base Andrews, Maryland, Vice President Kamala Harris was asked about President Biden's remark on Trump supporters as garbage.
First of all, he clarified his comments, but let me be clear. I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
And earlier, in response to a comedian calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage at a Donald Trump rally, President Biden said, quote, the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. Also at SRNNews.com, a major court victory for Virginia as it tries to clean up its voter rolls to avoid election fraud. More from correspondent Bob Agnew.
The Supreme Court has allowed Virginia to resume its purge of voter registrations. It's a step the state says is aimed at keeping non-citizens from casting ballots. The justices granted an emergency appeal from Virginia's Republican administration led by Governor Glenn Youngkin. The justices acted on the appeal after a federal judge found that the state had illegally purged more than 1,600 voter registrations in the past 2 months. Bob Agnew reporting.
Philippine police say three suspects in the kidnapping of an American in the country's south have been arrested, and they believe the victim, 26-year-old Elliot O'Neill Eastman of Vermont, is still alive. The Dow up 42 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 14. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
That's what a lot of Americans say about the state of the country compared to 70 years ago. A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks whether U.S. culture and way of life has gotten better or worse since the 1950s. And about half the population says worse. Majorities of all major religious groups agree with that assessment, including white evangelical Protestants, white mainline Protestants, white Catholics, and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nationally, Catholic voters have been a crucial swing constituency in recent presidential elections. This year, in the final state of Pennsylvania, they'll likely comprise at least a quarter of the electorate and thus play a pivotal role in deciding the overall outcome. Many are supporting former President Donald Trump, citing Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and for the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Russia continuing its drone barrage on Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged scores of drone strikes as North Korea's top diplomat arrives in Russia for talks after his country reportedly deployed thousands of soldiers to help Moscow's war efforts. Ukraine's Air Force says that Russia launched 62 drones and one missile overnight, adding that 33 of them were intercepted and 25 were jammed. The drones struck a residential building and a kindergarten in Kyiv, injuring 9 people, including a child, according to the city administration. Russian attacks also targeted other regions of Ukraine. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Spanish authorities say at least 72 people have died after flash floods swept away cars, turned village streets into rivers, and disrupted rail lines and highways. It happened in the eastern region of Valencia. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.